Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to keep it real and fresh. Another Monday night. Y'all know how we do. So glad that everybody's tuning in tonight. So glad. You know, I'm trying to get my mind together for tonight. You know what I'm saying? I had a crazy weekend.
Very.
So y'all know how it is sometimes. Whenever you have those crazy weekends, and you know, you do a lot of sip. You know, you're trying to get your mind together. It's always something about Monday, you know what I'm saying? You know, after, like, a crazy weekend, and Monday is just like, oh, I don't know. But anyway, but the point is, but you know, I'm here, I'm live, I'm keeping it real hot and fresh, so here we go. Z-Fly on the ones and the twos. Got my crew with me. Gemini is in the house with my girl, Miss Jules. What's going on, Pete?
Hey.
What's up? Okay, you know, how was y'all weekend? Did you have a good crazy weekend, or was it bored, or what do y'all do? What's up?
It was good. It was good. My weekend was fantastic, actually. Did a couple of cool things.
What are cool things? Define cool things.
Well, I got to look up some really, really interesting things about New York. Really, really interesting things.
Okay.
Yes, some interesting things that I'm going to go ahead and shed some light on later on tonight.
All right. That's what it is. And Gemini, I know you had a crazy weekend. What in the world did you do, boy?
Well, I actually DJed two parties on Friday back to back. That was something. Then Saturday, it was a good Saturday. I rested, and then Sunday I had to actually DJ a party on a Sunday, which was weird for me. It was weird.
Wow.
But,
yeah, that, wow. that yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird. You rested on Saturday. That's usually the day you party, but you rested on Saturday. Okay, I feel you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It was good, though. It was good. I had a lot of fun partying.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, everybody, as you know, we're here in the Real Hot Express coming live from the Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill Network, but this is the SSPN Network. But, of course, we're all here in New York City, of course. And just to let you know, if you listened to the show last week, that I did an announcement, and the announcement was that Gracia Fashion, which is a clothing fashion design store here in New York City, well, actually is in other parts of the world, but here in New York City, they're actually doing a modeling search.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're doing is they're looking for ages 16 to 25 in the New York City and surrounding areas. So basically, like I told you before, continue to listen to the show and check our Facebook and MySpace for more details. Right now, I don't have any details right now, but I do know there is a modeling search that's going to be happening very soon for people, for females between the ages of 16 and 25, and we'll give you more details later. And that's Gracia Fashion. And if you want to see what type of models and what type of clothing that represents Gracia, you can log on to www.shopgracia.com. And Gracia is spelled G-R-A-C-I-A, so it's shopgracia.com. And you'll see the type of clothing that they sell and the type of models that represents them. So, yeah, so, you never know. I would also just let you know they are looking for three top models. So, there's three chances to be, part of the modeling or a model for Gracia. They're looking for 1, 2, 3 models, and you get a lot of prizes, too. One, get an outfit. You also can get a chance to be on the Gracia website. So there's a lot of perks. So definitely keep tuning into the show each week for more details on that and to continue to check out Facebook and MySpace. And if you don't know how to get there, then you are behind, but I will give it to you. So it's facebook.com/realhotfresh, myspace.com/realhotfreaky-freaky-fresh, site without the freaky-freaky part. Anyway, let's get this show started. Okay, so tonight, I'm just going to go ahead and just give you the little tip on what's going on tonight. Tonight is politics, okay? Every so often we gotta talk about our president. We got to. We can't talk about just everyday world stuff all the time. I mean, because, politics is actually part of the world. It actually affects us every day. It actually affecting us at this minute. In some shape, form, or fashion, the government is affecting us. Trust me. Okay? So tonight, as you all know, last week was a big election. And, the Republicans won the House, so we'll definitely be talking about that tonight. But we have a lot of other stuff talking about, too. We're going to be talking about, the Republicans winning the House back after 4 years of the Democrats having it. But we're also going to be talking about Obama, talking about tax cuts, And he also has a new treaty, what is it? Let me get it right, a New Start program that he's trying to, he's trying to kick that into gear. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be giving you our thoughts on the economy as is and what happened with the House last week and what we think, how the economy is going to turn out and all that kind of stuff. And also, too, we also have a Facebook question, because you know how we do. Our Facebook question, the Facebook question is, what are your thoughts? Since the Republicans have the House back, do you think that the economy will increase, stay the same, or decline? So far, some of you have been leaving your comments. I'll definitely read those tonight over the show. And also, too, we definitely want you to call in 646-200-3136 to give us your comments live and in person. Well, not in person, but over the radio, okay? So anyway, to start things out, before we get into this hot topic tonight, we're going to play some music from actually one of our special guests that we had last week. It was Lester Green. If you missed the interview, please make sure you go back and tune in. It was a very good interview, actually, that I did solo. I was so proud of myself. But anyway, I had a very good interview with Lester Green, one of our featured artists for this month. And I know my co-hosts are like, will he ever shut up? Okay, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to play the song, and then we're going to get into this topic. This is Regular Person by Lester Green. We'll be right back.
funny song. Let's talk, sex talk. I might be Matlock, back up. I'm backed up, shoot my wad. Oh my god, somersault. Beat it up, clean it up. Take a hot shower, louder, Matt Lauer. Sour, can you feed me grapes? Ed Norton got it going on. You can blow on my horn all night long. Cops in the uniform, wanna turn on. What's wrong? Weird, queer, Richard Gere. Whisper something in my ear.
I don't know the way the wind blows. Who am I? I don't know. I guess a regular person. Regular person. Yes, a regular person. I suppose.
Let me get a H-O. Let me get a M-O. Let me get a S-S. You know the rest.
In the window, voyeurism. The court listens when I'm in prison. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Critics pity, but they know that I'm so witty. Pandemonium, monopodium, sodium. Look at him, trust, just ignore him. Take flicks with my camera, flip on every trip that I make to the exhibit. My greasy, sexy, but I'm grieving. Doc Phil, can you make me some chillin'? Silly magazines, some celebrities. When I'm on the beach, I'm a freak for the sea. What a sight to see, fantasizing. LG Jolie's not my speed. Who do I idol? Simon Cowell. I don't know, I go for the
gusto. I don't know the way the wind blows. Who am I? I don't know. I guess a regular person. Regular person. Yes, a regular person. I suppose. I don't know the way the wind blows. Who am I? I don't know. I guess a regular person. Regular person, yes, a regular person, I suppose.
Everybody, that was our featured artist of the month, Lester Green, and he's letting you know he's just a regular person. So, you know, it's really a good month because, you know, it's my birthday. I just had to throw that out there, you know what I'm saying? Okay? So y'all be
awesome.
Sure to hit me up on Facebook. Yeah. Next week.
Awesome.
Actually, this
Wednesday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Y'all can just send me, send me my gift, you know, before Wednesday. So I guess send it tomorrow. Okay. Size small, pants 32, 34. All right. Okay, now. All right, so let's get this topic cracking. So, my crew, are y'all ready to talk politics?
We ready.
We hate politics.
Yeah.
We politicking today.
All right, everybody. So, despite a full court press to turn out the black vote for Democrats across the nation, the U.S. House of Representatives was turned back over into the hands of the Republicans last Tuesday after 4 years of control by the Democrats. So, now, as you already know, the economy, you know, we have high jobless rates in big cities and small towns, and general fears for the future obviously fueling this election. But the step element of race, that was actually what people, a lot of people think that the election was based on the element of race. Of course, what else would it be based off of, right? You know, now it's funny because a lot of people thought that, you know, about 2 years ago, where we was doing we did the president election, and then, like, you know, the Democrat just won it, you know, just took the torch and ran. You know, people just felt that with this midterm election, it would be like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it wasn't, because, you know, just reading up on certain things and CNN, listening to CNN, kind of found out that a lot of, you know, Republicans and, like, the Tea Party voters, they really stepped in this time. And then, you know, one thing that, like, they always mention is, like, whenever it comes to Democrats, you know, they always say the black race. You know, I mean, it's fine. You know, people just... it's not like people just automatically think that the black race, you know, is going to vote Democrat. But
mm-hmm.
it's just the way that, like, they said it. Like, you know, like they just felt like that the black race was really gonna, you know, be able to help the Democratic Party win again. But if you read certain articles, it says that even the black race, you know, wasn't, you know, able to help. So I don't know, you know the Republicans had the House of Representatives again. You know, people, you know, of course they have their own feelings and comments and opinions. I don't know, I mean, how do y'all feel about it? I mean, you know, 2 years later, the Republicans had the House of Representatives. I mean, even though the Democrats still had the Senate, but of course we all know that the House of Representatives is higher. I mean, what are y'all thoughts? I mean, do y'all even care?
Of course we care. No, of course we care. But I think that being that this is a huge change, I think people do think that Democrats automatically are, you know, minorities. But that's not the case. We have a lot of black Republicans as well, you know, and I think this is going to change a lot. I mean, like, this might mean a lot to Obama's health care bill. I mean, like, that might be completely obsolete right now. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, there's this huge shift. It's going to be a huge shift. I mean, like, I want to have faith that everyone would work together and that they would, you know, really, really grow up and work together so, like, that they can fix something. You know what I mean? Because belittling each other, it really doesn't help anyone. It doesn't. You know, and there's always been, you know, argument and opposition, but I think they really have to, you know, get over it, work together, and, you know, do their jobs. And I think just because, you know, of personal opinion instead of, you know, really doing their jobs as to working for a, you know, a good for everyone, every American, you know, I think those little arguments and those little setbacks, they get in the way. And then now something that was in the works now has to be probably completely edited, deleted, or done a different way. It's kind of like we're going in a cycle. You know?
Yeah.
And I really would like to have faith that they would work together, but, you know, I really don't see that happening. I see there being big changes, and I see them backing, I see the Republicans backing major businesses instead of small businesses and feeding our economy so like that those small businesses can hire people and afford to pay for their health care and vacation days.
And, you know, like one thing, too, about this election that I found really amazing was, you know, they said that the Republicans, they picked up much more than needed House seats to take control. You know, I mean, it wasn't like a close fight. You know, it was kind of like whenever the president won, you know. I mean, the Republicans, they definitely had it. And then, see, I'm thinking, because I know, like, a lot of people, like, since Obama has been in the seat, you know, a lot of people, they don't agree with what he's doing and all that kind of stuff. But the thing is that I hate about that is, see, they're looking at him because he's the president, the current
mm-hmm.
president. But they're not looking at, you know, he's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, yeah, exactly. Somebody
mm-hmm.
else's mess.
They're not
also,
looking at the
Republicans.
Yeah.
It says that all the dominant power, including the chairmanships of committees, will now go to the House of Republicans. And then, of course, you know, like I said, the Democrats, you know, they still have the Senate. But
mm-hmm.
I was just, I mean, I guess for me, I was just amazed that the Republicans, they really, it's almost like they had it in the bag to win, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's very true. Very true. Because they've put up so much, you know, opposition, and, you know, they've really highlighted, you know, what may not be working in Obama's administration and what might not, and that I think that really, like, it really helped people decide, well, maybe we should try something else. You know, not thinking in retrospect, hey, maybe the cumulative damages that all these other prior Republican presidents, you know, all those mistakes made by them, you know, and just blaming it on one president. I don't understand how that works, but somehow they used it to their advantage.
Yeah. They needed to do that so that they could, you know, get the votes and get more people to come to the Republican side than the Democratic side. Because I think it was since last election, it was around 55 million Republicans and 72 million Democrats. So, you know,
okay,
that's a big decision maker for, you know, who's
yeah.
going to be on, you know, who's going to get voted on here and being there. So they needed to,
mm-hmm.
you know, actually push that and actually do all that promotion and actually, you know, put all those facts out there so people could be like, oh, you know what, the Republicans are right. Let's vote
yeah.
for them.
Exactly. But you know what, like Ms. Jules, it's funny that like earlier, you know, you were saying that you hope that they can work together. Because, you know, actually, now President Obama, you know, even though they won, you know, he isn't like, you know what I'm saying, like mad or whatever, or at least he's not showing it. You know, he's still moving forward because actually,
mm-hmm.
It says that he's already, you know, trying to do damage control. You know, it said that he talked to the pending Republican Speaker of the House, which is
yes.
John Boehner, by phone
mm-hmm.
last Tuesday, saying that he is looking forward to working with him
mm-hmm.
and the Republicans to find common ground, move to the country forward, and get
mm-hmm.
things done for the American people. So I thought that was really good. You know, it wasn't
I'm really
yeah.
looking forward to that happening. But you know, my inner instinct makes me think, you know, fat chance. You know what I mean? I don't want to think that way. I would like to have faith, but you know. With their prior, the way they handled their campaign and, you know, with their prior mishaps, I just, you know, I don't have the faith that they would fairly work, you know, in conjunction with him without a fight.
Yeah.
I think that they will really make it hard for him. I want to have faith that they won't, you know, but, you know, my inner instinct is telling me, this might be an issue. Might be.
Yeah, I have a feeling
yeah.
they might too. Call in 646-200-3136 if you have any comments or any questions about the Republicans winning the House. Do you think that, you know, the economy will increase, will it stay the same, or will it decline? Let us know your thoughts. 646-200-3136. And also too, I read somewhere that there was actually certain states that that actually had a focus on, in other words, like they were primary focus, you know, of the kind of what they call like a get out to vote effort, and
mm-hmm.
those states were actually Alabama, California, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and of course New York.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, so those 13 states, you know, they was actually the primary focus of the get out to vote effort.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of sad that, I mean, that's 13 states out of how many states?
Mm-hmm.
And those were like the primary focus for.
Yeah, but didn't you hear about, you know, I think that also with the election, it's kind of like the Republicans had it in the bag because certain states only had a certain number of ballots, and the certain number of ballots happened to be a lot less than the registered voters that were available to vote. Did you hear about that?
Really?
Yeah, some people didn't have ballots to vote.
Wow.
Yeah, some people did not have the ballots to vote.
Of course they did.
And you would think in a situation like that, they'll be like, all right, you know, we have to go for all those other people that can vote, but, you know, but them thinking the way they're thinking, they're like, you know what, we have these votes, let's not give them a chance, so let's just leave it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And you know what, too, another thing, too, you know, kind of like what you were saying, because, like, the Democrats, they had a quote that says, like, in the last 2 years, you know, the Democrats have worked hard to rebuild America's economy and to renew the American dream. So it would be very horrible if, like, you know what I'm saying, the Republicans come in and just like you said, change it. Because they also read somewhere too where I think the Republicans, they're already talking about going back, doing some things that, like, that Bush did. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
understand. Ooh, call
it. Yeah, the caller in 347, you're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm listening to everything. I can hear you. My name is Asia. I'm calling from Harlem.
Okay, yeah. Asia from Harlem. Do you have any
calls? Hi, Asia from Harlem.
Hi, y'all from the radio. No. I'm not really into politics, but I wanted to speak on what I feel like the reason why everything changed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
a lot of the media, a lot of people are saying, oh, Obama, he's not sticking to his stuff, blah, blah, blah. But what America has to understand is that we just got out of Bush's BS. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time. It's not going to take him 6 months to 2 years to fix all the problems for these past 8 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that had a big reason that it changed over, because people, oh, well, he ain't doing what he said. It takes time for change.
I know.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It mm-hmm. takes time. And I don't think that a lot of America gets that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a big, big reason why everything changed.
I think you're absolutely right. I think people did not consider, you know, all of the prior damage that the Republicans might have done before Obama got into office to begin with.
Right.
You know,
right.
They judged him
right.
too harshly. They used him as a scapegoat.
And it was so quick, and people voted for him for the wrong reason. No, we voted for the right reason. You guys have to give him time. And it's not just the Democrats. Republicans and Democrats that's going against, it's the Democrats who are not just the Republicans. Because some Democrats are, oh, I feel bad, I voted for him, and he ain't doing right. You have to be patient. Patience is a virtue, and that's a real, I believe in that statement to the fullest, because everything that Bush did, Obama can't come here and snap his finger and everything go back to normal. You know what I'm saying? It's going to
yes,
take time.
Yeah.
So I think that everything was real rushed and forced, so that, I think that's the true reason why everything changed back to the Republicans. They got to take hold of the seat, but I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Asia from Harlem.
Okay, thank you, people on the
thank
radio.
Thank you, Asia.
All right, bye.
But, you know, she makes a good point, because I remember whenever, you know, Obama had first got elected, you know, and then, like, within the first month, people was looking for, like, a big change. And, but see,
absolutely.
I think what it is, I think what it is in, like, people's minds, like in people's minds, they think, okay, you know what I'm saying, like he's the president, you know, he's the president of the United States. So, you know, like, to them, that's, like, this big title. So just like she said, they just feel like he can snap his fingers and then, you know, like just say, okay, I want this like this and I want that like that, and you do this now. And like, you know what I'm saying? And then it happens like that. They don't understand it's a process. You know, it's just not him. Yeah, it's just not Obama saying, okay, you do this, okay, and this happens now and this happens tomorrow and this is – it's not like that. But see, people – but see, like – but exactly. But see, like, if you don't know politics, which I don't myself, but, you know, like, if you don't know the government and politics, you know, that's how you would think that, you know, he – that on just because he's a president, you know, living in the White House, you know, in charge of a country, that, snap, he can do this, but he can't, you know, so.
Yeah, checks and balances.
Then,
every decision Obama makes has to be debated by the House of Representatives, and this is a debate, which means that there's an argument ensues between two parties, which means that no decision that Obama makes is ever going to be an easy one to pass. There's never going to be an easy law to pass. There's never going to be, you know, something that, you know, just erases everything, like some kind of computer game or something like that. You know, I think they really didn't give him a chance just because. I don't understand, because I don't remember any – do you remember any other presidents under such tight speculation from the moment that they get into office? I mean, like – the first 100 days, the first 2 weeks, the first day, the first 2 days, the first 4 days. I mean, like, there was some kind of show about his hours, what he was doing, you know, at all times. It was like everyone was counting down what he's going to do next, what he's going to do next. Like, it's some kind of, like, everything's just going to, you know, fall together like puzzle pieces, which just isn't true, you know?
That's one reason why people view Obama the way, you know, they view him now, because we haven't had a Democratic president in, like, in a while, I think.
Yeah.
And now, like, boom, like, he's there, you know, and everybody's like, all right, let's see what he can do. And then when things don't go, you know, the way he plans it, it's taking a while, then that's when the Republicans get on him. Like, yeah, see, you know, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. And then they make the people think it works that way. And then the people are like,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
he hasn't.
Exactly. They have some nerve. Yeah.
Yes. I think they hoodwinked the public. They really did. They really hoodwinked the public. They criticized until they ended up convincing some people. That's
exactly
what happened.
You know, also, too, I wanted to talk about, you know, Obama, you know, he wants to cut taxes, you know, because, you know, just like I said, you know, even though the House, you know, they have the House now, you know, he's not going to stop on that. He still wants to move forward with the country. So now he's trying to, like I said before, you know, join with Republicans, you know, to help cut taxes. And so basically, you know, he's going to different Republicans, you know, to try to extend tax cuts for the middle class, saying that the election is over and it's now time to get to business. But however, you know, he says that it's not fair to make permanent the Bush era cuts for the wealthiest because that would require the U.S. to borrow another $700 billion more to pay for it. So the Republicans, they want to hold on to this Bush era cut. But Obama's saying that if the country does that, then we got to borrow another $700 billion. I mean, how much more debt can this country get in? You know what I'm saying? And then, see, one thing that I love about Obama is he looks for to help the middle class and the lower class, where the Republicans, you know exactly who they aim for. But But Obama's long-standing position has been individuals with incomes. Now, listen to this, everybody. Everybody listen. This is very important. Obama's long-standing position has been that individuals with incomes less than $200,000 a year and couples making less than $250,000 should continue to enjoy the tax cuts enacted during George Bush's presidency, but that those making more should return to the higher rates before Bush took office. The cuts enacted in 2001 and 2003 are due to expire December 31st, which makes sense, you know, because see, that goes to some of these rich, well, no, not some of these, but these rich and famous, the celebrities, who wants tax cuts? Why do they need tax cuts for? They're making like how much a year or a month or whatever. I mean, really, no. We need to, like Obama said, focus on the people making less than $200,000 and $250,000. I mean, because, like, stuff is really hard for people. And, like, the wealthy people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're so into the world that I don't think that they understand how it is to live like a middle-class or lower-class person. So they don't really care. You know what I'm saying? They're looking like, well,
it doesn't
hey,
affect
I need
them.
Taxes.
So why would
there
they
go.
Care?
There you go.
You know, why would they care? Damn. It doesn't affect them. It has nothing to do with them because I think they still think in the trickle-down theory, you know, that if you do the tax cuts for the rich, you know what I mean, that they would be able to have, you know, monies to invest in businesses, right?
Exactly.
I don't understand why we can't move forward from this. That hasn't been working for years on end.
Exactly. I believe we have a caller in the 702 area code. Are you keeping it? Can you hear us?
Yes. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello.
Oh, hi. Didn't really want to comment. I tuned in to listen, but wanted to comment on how well you're doing the show and enjoy listening to you every week.
Thank you so much.
That is really nice. That makes us feel like we're doing something right.
I'm calling from Las Vegas now.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Okay, well, continue to listen to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Continue to listen to the show, and if you hear anything you want to comment on, definitely call us back, okay?
I will. Thanks.
Thank you. But thank you for that. You know, also, people, just like, you know, we definitely enjoy those comments like that and, you know, letting us know how good we're doing because, you know, we're trying here. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to keep it hot and fresh just for you each Monday. But getting back on the topic, what was I saying? You were talking about how you're right. It doesn't really affect the wealthy people. So, of course, you know, they don't care. And then they think that they should get tax cuts, too. I don't think so. You know what? down. Moving along, you know, I'm not even gonna spend time on this.
I don't understand. What makes them deserve it? What makes them? I didn't understand. I don't get it. If we have to pay the full amount of taxes, you know, why don't they? You know.
I don't know. Maybe it's just.
You know why? It's because everybody that's making that money is the ones that are donating and are the ones that are giving them that, you know, the money they need to do whatever they have to do. So, if they're not being nice to them, they're not going to be nice to each other. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
they're trying to help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if they give us a tax,
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. And then one last piece on about the tax cut is, like I done said, the Republicans said that this week, which is referring to last week, they strongly favor renewing all the Bush tax cuts given the struggling economy. Now, see, the funny thing is they want to renew it, but it seems like the reason why the economy is struggling is because of the Bush. I don't know. Never mind. You know what?
That's what it looked like to me.
I'm just saying.
I mean, like, we're going to keep it raw and fresh and keep it real. I mean, like, it looks like we're in this predicament because of the same reasons, because we keep on doing
exactly.
the same things.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like to me, you know, you just got elected and already you're saying this type of stuff. You know, like for most people, I mean, not a lot, but for most people, they don't want to hear any type of Bush era, any type of Bush plan, any type of Bush nothing. They don't want to hear it because we had 8 years of just, I mean, recklessness. And nobody wants to hear about a Bush plan or about a, you know, going back to a Bush era or going back to a Bush tech.
Bush nothing.
So
delete it.
Bush, yeah.
Delete that plan.
So you know what? Yeah. So, you know what? So, okay, fine. You know what? The House, they won. I mean, I don't know if they won fair and square because you know how the government is. But the point is, they won. They, you know, they had the House of Rep back. So we had to live with it. But you know, I'm just gonna be praying that Obama can just, I don't know. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, all right, everybody. Let's switch gears a little bit because I'm just getting just heated just thinking about this. But let's switch gears. We're gonna switch things up a little bit, and we're gonna go into some of our featured artists. Music that we have for you, and then after that, you know, we are going to keep it very fresh with that fresh off the plate from your girl Miss Jules. We got to see what she's talking about this week. Hopefully it's not politics. But we're going to go ahead and keep it fresh with let's see here, we're going to hit you with, you know, some more Lester Green. For those of y'all who did not hear him last week, here's another song for him. This song is called I Get Excited by Lester Green, feature artist of November.
But I'm so frightened. making a statement. Sarah Palin now, just like Barack Obama. I get excited, tell them why you get excited. That's, I get excited because I graduated at the highest. I get excited because I'm never mama minus. I'm in the time because I shine. I get excited, now I got meningitis. Minus the virus, your highness, I'm back. Clap back, my tactic, I'm cactus. Jacking past the ration. Bastard. Or get sent to an early grave at the pearly gates. This is a rat race, maker. I'm on pace, I'm on base. See ya. Yes, man, you mad late. And I'm that name, I was born in foreign land. In the corner of torment at the hands of a foreman. You've been born, man. I'ma get it till it pours in your pores, man. I could never be a poor man. You're boring. I get excited when I rewrite it. I get excited, tell them why you get excited. Less. I get excited cause I graduated at the highest. I get excited cause I'm never mama minus. I'm in the limelight cause I shine.
Get Excited by Lester Green, featured artist of November. We're keeping it real hot and fresh with the flyest host on the net right now, your boy Z Fly, your boy Gemini, and your girl Miss Jules. We're keeping it hot. Tonight we're talking about Obama and the Republicans winning the House of the Representatives. But and also coming up, we're going to talk about a New Start treaty that Obama is trying to put into work. And also at the end of, and also we're going to read your comments on tonight's Facebook question. And at the end of the show, be sure to keep it locked because we have 10 ways you know you ghetto. But before we can get into any of that, we have got to do Miss Jules Ricky Fresh off the play. What's going on, Miss Jules, this week?
Hello, hello, everybody. It's the hostess with the mostest with your weekly dose of juice. Fresh off the play. So there's been another terrorist threat, and this time by a man called Aman Alawaki, saying that no permission is necessary to kill Americans. I can't believe this is still going on, and I still don't understand why this is thought to be effective. Moving on. Kim Kardashian is recording an album, and it's produced by The Dream. And, you know, I'm really excited to hear what this is going to sound like because, you know, The Dream is responsible for Beyonce Knowles' hit, Single Ladies. So I expect this to be good, and I'm really curious to see what Kim Kardashian sounds like singing. Anyway, Bristol Palin's baby father is in the news. Levy Johnson wants to run for mayor. I mean, was he in the news recently because he had a problem, like, raising his child or being there? I don't know. But, why is he running for mayor? Bristol says he has no business running. And I think if he can't handle fatherhood, how are we going to entrust this child with running a sector in our country? Anyway, moving on. Rihanna rocked the MTV Europop Music Awards with her onstage garden and hot shorts. It was a sight to remember. And I don't know what happened to Katy Perry and her appearance. Oh my goodness, it sounded really, really off key at times. And not being mean, I'm just saying, you know, it really sounded off key when she was performing her new hit, Firework, which is also showcased in Nintendo Wii's game, Just Dance 2. The choreography is featured. You can download it for free. So Ice-T is releasing his own alcoholic drink called Original Gangster Brandy. So look out for that coming soon. And also, everybody knows Lil Wayne is home. But last night, it was his welcome home party. It was a very star-studded event. Drake showed up and some other heavy hitters. And Nicki Minaj showed up, and she must have been the talk of the night because she showed up in a green wig and a pink full leotard. She looked like, I don't know. She looked like a Oompa Loompa in pink. I don't know. If that's what it looked like to me. She had a green wig and a full pink bodysuit and some army color shoes. I don't know what happened there. She's normally really, really great at dressing. I don't know what happened. But anyway, while I was watching the BET Awards, Mike Epps made a comment about Kat Stacks, and I had no idea who she was. I was behind the times. okay? So she's like video gone viral. So guys, if you want to check it out, she's on Bossip.com, okay? Talking about she's cat back meat, okay? She's the talk of the town. This young woman took, she's the young woman that took videos of Soulja Boy in his hotel room and broadcasted it to the world that Soulja Boy is a coke addict. She even recorded the lines on his dresser, you know, lines like, okay? Oh my God, it's on Bossip.com. It has all kinds of weird videos of her. You guys have got to see it. You're not going to believe it. Anyway, that's video gone viral. And do you know that there's imitation marijuana out there? It's a blend of herbs and spices that are not, it's not marijuana, but it provides its effects. And I'm not going to say what the product is just because it hasn't really been tested, and I would hate for any of our listeners to go ahead and try something and it turns out to be really, really bad. So, you know, just putting it out there, just saying it's out there, okay? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Miss Jules, fresh off the plate.
That's what's up. All right, so everybody, so we're definitely going to go ahead and get into the Facebook question of the night, which was, I should know, right? Okay, the Facebook question of the night was, what are your thoughts of the Republican Party winning the House back? Do you think the economy will increase, stay the same, or decline? Tell us your thoughts. So some of you commented, and some of your thoughts were the V2 Frank. He said that the economy will increase in early of 2012. Wow. But he said from now until Christmas, maybe it can't be. I think it'll continue to decline. Okay, so he thinks that we're going to decline, and then maybe around 2012 it might get a little bit better.
Ooh, so, guys, quick retraction. Quick retraction.
Yeah.
I have heard Kim Kardashian's song. I'm listening to it right now. You can find it online. She actually sounds pretty good, guys. She actually sounds, hey, it's kind of Britney-ish.
I was kind of
Britney-ish. Hey, she might have something.
Is it Shake?
It's cute. It's really cute. I like it. It's nice.
No, I mean, is the name of the song Shake?
Shake. Is it the name of the song? Shake. It's cute.
Yeah. I think it's okay. I can hear
a
little bit of the auto-tune on her voice, but,
yeah.
I mean, I gotta wait for
it. Yeah, but I think
song.
She's getting away with it, right? It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Really? Okay, so right. So real quick, so y'all think that Kim Kardashian is getting away with, you know, auto-tune more
than...
Yeah,
she's doing it. She's doing it.
No,
go,
no,
girl.
No. More than, what's her face?
Paris Hilton?
No, not Paris Hilton, but the other girl from the Atlanta Housewives. The one that can
also
sing.
Yeah.
You know, Party for the Party song.
I don't even know that song.
I know what he's talking about.
You know, okay.
I don't even know that song.
I think Kim Zolciak.
I think Kim might pull it off just because of the status she's on, celebrity-wise. I think she could probably pull it off better than her, though. That's just because of the people she knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well,
you know, I actually got to hear Kim Kardashian because I saw it advertised, and whenever I saw it, I didn't even give it another thought. I was like, oh, please. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, because, like, to me, I mean, that's a whole other topic, but to me, the Kardashians, I'm trying to figure out what is the purpose. I know that sounds mean, but I'm just like, what is the purpose? I don't understand what they do, you know. They're rich, they're famous. I mean, yeah, they're Dave's this big-time lawyer, but, I mean, what do they do? You know, and then, like, people make a big fuss over the Kardashians, and I'm like, I don't get what they do. I don't know. Sorry.
I know. You know, sometimes I forget what Kim Kardashian does.
Exactly. I'm like, what is
rich?
She doing again? Like,
the whole reason why they're big as they are now is because basically Kim just started hanging out with, like, in celebrity parties, started hanging out with the celebrities, started dating them, and then the media focused on them, and then that's pretty much you know, it's not like she was like a model.
She was just
there, and then everybody just looked at her and like, oh, look who's this. And then next thing you know, she's gay married with Ray J, and then she's divorced, and everybody's like, aw. And they're like, oh, she's beautiful, and then she gets a show, and then her sisters get a show, and, you know, it's not like, you know, they're celebrities or they have family in the industry or anything like that. They're just rich, and they were just there at the time that they needed to be, and next thing you know, everybody's talking about them.
Just like Paris, you know. I mean, she wasn't.
Yeah,
nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, exactly. She's a good example of that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody, we're definitely going to talk about celebrities who are really not celebrities. But real quick, for everybody who wanted to know, okay, so that was one of the Facebook questions. So basically, most of your comments was, you know, you think that the economy is going to decline. I hope not, but, you know, whenever you think Republican, that's what you think. You think of a big mess. But real quick, I just want to get into this, what Obama is talking about, the White House seat deal with GOP to ensure ratification of a New START treaty. So basically what that is it's just saying that the White House is scrambling to strike a last-minute deal with congressional Republicans to save mm-hmm. this new nuclear arms treaty with Russia from a lingering death. Obama administration officials are trying to win the support of the GOP point man, Senator John Kyle of Arizona, to schedule a ratification vote in the upcoming lame duck session rather than next year when Republicans will hold six more Senate seats. So, and also, people, remember that next year the Republicans will hold six more Senate seats, just so you know. Okay, but continuing on, the treaty, which is the New START treaty, which also awaits ratification in Russia, will lower each, now listen, it will lower each country's maximum number of long-range active nuclear warheads and set procedures for them to inspect each other's strategic nuclear bases. A failure by the Senate to approve the treaty would deny the U.S. any on-the-ground means of inspecting Russia's huge nuclear arsenal and would probably set back improved relations between the countries. So basically, it looks like it's some type of plan that Obama is trying to, you know, set out to just kind of lower, you know, I guess all this craziness. It also says President Obama declared Thursday that one of his top priorities is approval of the treaty, which is known as New START, and it's perhaps his most tangible foreign policy achievement. But some senior Republicans, such as Senator Richard G. Lugar of Indiana, predict there won't be time to take up the treaty this year. So, of course, it's a struggle. So, I just thought it was kind of cool, you know, just to let people know that, you know, that Obama, he's working. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like a lot of Democratic Americans, they probably feel like, oh God, here we go, you know, but Obama, you know, just, you know, he's still moving forward. You know, he's still trying to get the tax cuts. He's still, you know, working on this new treaty. He's still doing things. So people who are anti-Obama, against Obama, you know, our president is working for the American people. Maybe not as fast as you think he should, or maybe not the way you think he should, but he is. And, mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't see that, it's just sad to say. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. I don't know. You know,
that's so serious. I know.
That's very serious. So,
the proof is in the pudding. You can prove it. He's doing his best.
Exactly. So, I mean, and then, I mean, I really hope that, like, whenever it's time to, you know, elect president again, I really hope that Obama gets elected again. But I don't know. You know, I don't know. What do y'all think about that? Do y'all think that he? I mean, I know it's 2 years from now, but do y'all think that he'll get elected again? What do y'all think?
I think that whoever's gonna run president next against him, he might have, you know, he's gonna have a challenge.
A struggle.
Because because the way things are right now, anybody else could just pop in and be like, you know what, look, I guarantee you this, this and this and that, and they'll be like, you know what, okay, we'll give you a shot, and we already gave him a shot and it looks like he's not doing nothing, you know? So he has to, you know, he has to show something that so that we can be like, you know what, he's actually doing something. And especially now,
exactly.
Now at the way everything is with the Democrats and Republicans and everything, you know, it's, you know, things are not going the way that we thought they were going to be going.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, everybody, that is your politic talk. We kept it real hot and fresh. We got through it. We hate politics, but we got through it. It's like, no, but everybody, I really hope that we gave you some insight. And And for all of you Obama haters, and hopefully we just gave you something to think about, if you could just open your mind, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because I guess, you know, maybe the Republicans can say, well, you know, when Bush was in office, y'all didn't give him a chance. But actually, we did give him a chance, right?
We gave him
a
chance upon chance, and he failed after fail.
So, yeah, so now Obama only been in office 2 years, and I mean, like his first day, you was tripping. People was tripping. So give the man a chance. Give the man a chance. But anyway, this has been Real Hot and Fresh by your live host on this on the network. And you know how we're going to go ahead and close this thing down. We got Trace Minots. And we're going to get into 3-10 ways you know you ghetto. But be sure to hit us up or check us out next week because we'll have another hot topic. We'll be here. We'll have something to talk about. More gossip fresh off the plate. And Gemini, you never know what Gemini is going to do next. So be sure to check us out next week. But here's your 10 ways you know you ghetto. All right, number 10. You know you ghetto if you put the toilet paper on top of the roll. I don't get that.
Huh?
Okay.
I get it. Okay, you don't put it in the holder.
You just sit it on top of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Number nine. You know you get up there, there's some sauce or soy sauce in one of the kitchen drawers. you will really start to find it in people's drawers these days. They're eating it Chinese. Number eight. You know you ghetto if there's just beer, eggs, and salad dressing in the refrigerator. Sounds like a meal to me. Number seven. You know you ghetto if you go to the drive-thru first, then inside and order again because the coupon limit is one per person. Number six. You know you ghetto if you tell people you're on a diet when you can't afford to eat. Wow.
Oh,
good.
Oh,
I do that all the time.
So sad.
You know, it's so sad. I've done that before.
No,
I don't have any money to grocery shopping. That was good. Number five. You know, you get up if you have ragged, torn blinds hanging in the window. Oh, y'all ain't laughing. Okay. Number four. You know, you get up. Number four, you know, you get up if your pocketbook costs more money than you got in it. I'm sorry, you do trip me out. I didn't write these, y'all, so this is funny to me. Number three, you know, you get up when you open the cabinet and rats or roaches scurry like you're the FBI.
Oh, no.
Number two, you know, you get up if you're off welfare and food stamps. Yes. You can afford to take your six kids to the state fair. Now, how you do that? You know what I'm saying? And
but
the state fair is not cheap. Yeah, the state fair is not cheap. You on welfare and food stamps, and you going to the state fair with six kids. How you do? Number one, I'm not going to talk about that no more. Number one, you know your mama ghetto if she takes her work apron from Piggly Wiggly home and cooks in it.
No, not the Piggly Wiggly.
I have through for tonight. All right, y'all. Next week, just y'all. All I gotta say, just tune in next week. Remember, shopgracia.com for your chance to be a model in the model search. Gracia Fashion. This is Real Hot and Fresh. We'll leave you with James Flame. 6 minutes.
Huh. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. I got my Marley on. You know I blessed any beat that you put me on. This is Southeast, nigga, and don't act like you don't know. I put the focus on the map a long time ago. I was raised.